No, my name is actually I can cover that in question six, but even so, my name has changed majoritively over the years from one thing to another because I felt I couldn't identify it as, you know, my birth name. Over the years, I've changed it, and I've now come back to my original decision as to be my original me. When it comes to name, when it comes to chosen identity, I don't know. You know, it was the typical sort of I was straight once upon a time, very early age. Well, no, not very early age. That just sounds weird. No, but I'd say about, let's just say 12 or 13 is the last time I remember I was straight. It was kind of moving into the second year of secondary school from the first, and it was just kind of that weird bit where you just kind of realised, you know, you might just be a little bit different from everyone else, as I genuinely was when it came to behaviour, you know. I decided, you know, let's give it a go, being bi. I was bi, it worked out very well, and then the years to come, I decided to shift it straight to the old gay, and that is exactly what I am today. When it comes to pronouns, there's so many that one can choose from, and they're all suiting for a particular thing that one wants to be perceived as. I don't really have any preference, you know, when it comes to it. You know, I understand that physically I am male, but, you know that I don't have to be. You know, mentally I'm not. Mentally I'm whatever. Mentally I can be, you know, like anything. So I decided to be non-binary, and merging the two, I was looking over, you know, sort of pronouns and everything, and decided I might be non-binary. That just suits me, you know. That took a lot of time to say, sorry.